By the way, I don't know when this good morning thing started on Big Fatty. I feel like I'm the beginning of his show so often, or Daniel and I, but because we must talk about Big Fatty all the time. But now I know I've been paying more closer attention and I know what the good morning is now. Daniel asked me on The Mix if I was going to, when I called Big Fatty, if I was going to do a good morning for him. And I was like, what the hell is a good morning? I will admit that I stay behind on, I've been continually subscribed to Big Fatty Online. Like since I subscribed years ago, I've been subscribed. But I will also admit that there are times when I'm weeks, if not sometimes even further behind, because I do them from oldest to newest, and so I'm not generally caught up with what's going on today. He sneakily added this good morning thing. I don't know when he added it, but he added it at some point, and I just didn't pay attention, but now I went back and I listened to like the most recent, because I'm still back in like...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Because we must talk about Big Fatty all the time.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4267 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I'm probably going to try to do a couple more of these scratch-offs. Big Fatty!
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sweltering good morning to you! Woo-hoo! Happy Humpers, be Fanny. It almost sounds vulgar. Well, it could be vulgar if you want to think of it that way. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're happy Humpers today because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It with this heat, it's quite a hump to get out and do most anything. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, one thing that you all can do, excuse me, and I encourage you to, y'all, send Big Fatty y'all, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost anything, and I'll eventually play it, you know, like the Enormous Wars. They sent me 114 different good mornings. Big Fatty, maybe they should do a little show instead. Well, I think there's some testicle difficulties or anything, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Hot Cub, and then you heard the Enormous Boys. And y'all, then the final one there was the Flopfo. Big Fatty, you know, the Flopfo likes to get out and march around with his big wand. Yes, I know. And Big Fatty, now I've made that sound vulgar. Just, I retract the statement.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 12th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times out there at the Pride 48. Y'all, he used to do a little show down there I wish I in Arizona, eh? And used to do it with that Brian Gregory. You know, he and I share a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, with Betty and Herbert Hoover. And y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever meet. And y'all, he used to be on that show, The Game Night Gals. And y'all, he's quite the looker. And y'all, he's seriously just a kind and kind of even Steven's personality. Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and take a nap? Well, I need to. Y'all, I'm running behind on the nap today. But anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than that Curtis Hill. Big Fatty, we love Curtis Hill. It's true. And y'all, I don't, I'm not sure if Curtis is out there on the social medias or anything, but, or y'all, if you've got his phone number, send him a little message from Big Fatty, saying, happy celebration of exiting Big Fatty. What if he's listening? Oh, it's doubtful, but, y'all, if you see Curtis of the Game Night Gals on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Green Sky or the Whale or the Spools, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that old gal gets a big old piece of cake. Yes!
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
We love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I don't think I saw the nip yesterday, did I? Maybe. No, I don't think I did. So y'all, I just had a quiet evening here at the villa. Watched the news and the Jeopardy and y'all, it was, I was gonna watch, there was no sports ball on Monday evening, so, I was gonna watch, you know, some of my quiz programs that I'd recorded, and y'all, then I remembered that it was the, what would DC, and, you know, with that Tim Apple. And, y'all, it's, I watched it, and the, y'all, it's, it was the developers conference for the Apple snacks. And, y'all, they've got the Apple snack, intelligence now. And, y'all, it's, I'm sure that Archer, I'm sure that Archer's going to put out a broadcast. You'll probably break into regular programming and talk all about it, so I won't waste my time here. Y'all, it went on for like an hour and 45 minutes. Y'all, by the time it was over, I was ready for bed, and so that's what I did. I crawled right into the chamber, and they had been predicting heavy rains, and y'all, I got in the bed, and y'all, it started coming down. It was the perfect, not even Whitman Tinker could tinker with the perfect situation. The fan was blowing, the air conditioning was on. I was under the bedspread, and I had the electric camisole turned on one, so the Tootsies stayed toasty. And y'all, the sound of the rain and the, yes, Big Fatty, don't forget the go-to-bed pills. Yes, well, they helped as well. But y'all, I drifted off into la-la land. Oh, please tell Mrs. La-la-la Lauren hello next time you go there. I will. And, y'all, just is absolutely slept like a baby. And y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the old tick-tock body clock. It's true. It's kind of like Mr. Grandfather Clock over there at the captain's place. Yes. Y'all got up and I had my coffee and had me a bagel for my brofkas and did all my puzzles. Y'all, the puzzles have been tough the past couple of days. And it's not just with me. But I did them and, you know, came in and did the preview of the Vons East circular for hump day. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Dead Fat Acres took my mid nipple walk break, cooled down, and then I was off around the big circle, came back, had a little snicker snack while the showcases were running on the right. No, that's not true. The Price is Right was just starting, and y'all, I had a little snicker snack, and y'all, then I hopped in old Ruby Red, and I was off to pick up the check from the consignment lady. Y'all, I have to say this. She bought out everything that was that hadn't sold and obviously had sold. And y'all, she gave me the agreed upon amount for everything, whether it had sold or not. And she just took possession of all of it. And y'all, it was the most money I was going to get anyway. And y'all, it just took a huge, huge, huge burden off of Big Fatty's mind and shoulders. And so I came back and I did the mobile deposit of all of that and, you know, updated all the different financial things and the, you know, I'm keeping a timeline of everything I do with all of this. And so I updated all that, and one of the beneficiaries had asked me what would happen to the items that weren't sold, so I answered that question. And y'all, then I sent a message to the estate tax man saying, okay, I'm done, get it started. So y'all, the next piece of the puzzle is going to be the estate taxes need to be figured and paid, and then after that's all taken care of, I can then meet with the estate attorney, and y'all, I'm gonna get it all closed up. And y'all, we're coming up the 25th of July was when Olive passed away, and so y'all, I'm getting it all kind of put to bed, if you will, by then. And I just hope that everybody will be pleased with the way it all went. Y'all, I have no regrets for anything. And I can honestly say that it's been done, and it's been done fairly and correctly. And here I am now, getting ready to go get my share. But I said, no, I will record the little show first. And so, y'all, that's what I'm doing. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all got a couple of these scratch-offs. Y'all, a couple of these are crossword scratch-offs, and y'all, those take a long time, so I'm not going to do them on the air, but I will let you know how they come out. Y'all, from the Wisconsin Lottery, y'all, it's a tic-tac-toe game. If I have to get three X's or three O's in a row, the first one is two. I don't know what... What is it? What is it? A two? And reveal three two symbols in any vertical or horizontal, and win double. All right, so I got a two, and then there's an X, and then there's an X. No winner there. And then the next line down is a two, and an X, and an O, not a winner. And then the next one is an O, not a winner. And then there's a two, no winner there. And then there's an O, Big Fatty, that's a big loser. All right, we'll play the second game here. Same thing, y'all, there's a two, and then there's an O, and then there's an O, no winner there. And then the next one down is an O, and an X, not a winner. And then we've got an X, and a two, and a two, no winner there. Big Fatty, that was a big old nothing. Y'all, then we got the Jaws. We got the Jaws. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown. And if you find a shark, you win double the prize. And if you find a, what is that, a boat? I guess that's a boat. You win $20 instantly. So, y'all, here we go. The winning numbers are 7 and 21 and 32. And then my numbers are... we got a 13, not a winner, and we've got a 4, not a winner, a 10, no winner there, a 11, we've got a 19, not a winner, we got a 28, we got an 18, we got a 5, no winner there, and then 34, not a winner, 40, 17, not a winner, and the last one is a 24, no winner there. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, you know, yesterday I won that $5 on the Michigan Lottery, and I said, I don't know how I'm going to cash it in. Y'all, that Randy up there in the Pennsylvania said that he was going to be going to the Michigan sometime this summer, or I think he said around the 1st of August, and that if I sent it to him, he would be happy to cash it in. So, money, thank you, honey. Betty, you ain't right. Y'all, speaking of not right, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat, he's back from his big trip to California, eh, and... Crooked Hat, what would you say is the best part of Dubious Intent?
Because we must talk about Big Fatty all the time.
Oh, yes. How about on the mix? Yes, I know you. Well, Dubious and Mixed Intent.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah!
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.